It is time for another stroll down the news lane of the Republican American with Ruth Epstein, who joins us on a Monday morning. Of course, is where you can find Ruth's stories, the Republican American, in the newspaper or online, rap-am.com. Good morning, Ruth. Thanks for joining us again today.
Oh, good morning. Always good to be here, Marshall, as we wait for the storm.
Yeah, well, we'll actually see if this one lives up to the billing or not.
Right. The other day, poofed.
Yeah, I mean, all winter long, we've had about 16 inches of snow here and there, dribs and drabs. But, well, we'll see what happens. If by Wednesday morning we have a lot of snow, well, guess what? Mother Nature's returning the revenge.
Exactly. Do you know if the lake ever froze?
I don't think it ever froze. No, Lake for Lake did not. There was no postings at all. No, it never froze. It never froze completely.
Incredible. The last I talked to Don Malin, it had not, and he said, "I'll let you know." And so I'm assuming it never happened.
No, it, as far as I know, that answer is no. It did not freeze. And so there's no lake in, lake out this year.
Wow. That's a first for me. Wow.
I was going to say that has to be something that doesn't happen very often.
Yeah. So, yeah.
But then again, we're in that type of winter. So what the heck?
It's so strange with the tulips bulbs coming up. Yeah.
You know, I looked at the Republican American, and there's a great story in there. People are, you know, talking about the train crash that happened in Pennsylvania. Well, we can't forget about that tanker truck that rolled over in Norfolk, spilling 8,200 gallons of gasoline. They now are looking at sometime in June for that final cleanup.
Isn't that incredible? I can't imagine what it did to that town. Unbelievable. Yeah. We have our own Palestine right here in the northwest corner. Yeah.
It's a great story. And I hope it reminds people that, you know, it's not just trains. When you lug these things around and something terrible happens and it gets into the groundwater, it's a big problem.
Absolutely. And I will say people are questioning now what's being carried along the Housatonic Railroad tracks. I've heard several comments. I don't believe we have hazardous waste going, but I think it should be checked.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So other than that,
we're busy into starting the budget season.
Yeah.
And as you can see, we have the Region 1 budget is up about 2.2%. They've been able to whittle it down. We've seen much higher increases. A few new positions and a couple of things that are causing it, but it's not that drastic. And as you and I know, it gets very few votes when it comes to a referendum, which will be in May. Hearing is in April, and the referendum region-wide is in May. They're also, the Region 1 board is talking about a bonding project. One has finished up, so they're looking at something else, because as you know, that 1939 building needs constant updates. So there are things that they're looking at to put on a bonding issue to help just keep that beautiful building in shape.
Well, that's the whole thing. You've got a gorgeous building, and now you've got room to grow into the future because the attendance is low. So this is perfect time to do these projects and keep that building in the shape it's in.
Right. Yeah. I mean, we all marvel at how gorgeous it is. And we have been very fortunate that people who are in charge have kept it looking almost the way it did back in the day. I mean, we don't have any bit modern looking, additions that detract from the beauty of the building. So, yeah. And it seems like taxpayers are willing to continue to pay to keep it that way. So we will be looking probably at a second referendum sometime this spring. Interesting, down the street from where you live, the Chinese restaurant looks like it's going to be rehabbed. That's been a blight for years, and the townspeople have been concerned. So William Colgan has come in with a plan. It had some questions last fall. They've P&Z engineering questions. They've come back, and now he's there's going to be a hearing on it, and it looks like it should go through.
I think it's great because he's essentially going to be doing the same thing with the property. Yes, he is going to add another building, but that's needed. And you know what? He's going to fix up the other building, the regular building, and he's going to just redo the restaurant that was in there as a different type of restaurant. So
Yeah, it
it's great
sounds
to
great. It's
see
going to
it.
be a dessert and ice cream bar. And I'm sure, people always like ice cream. So, and just the whole look of it would be wonderful to have it cleaned up again.
And isn't it amazing that just a mere couple of years ago, all the action was in Salisbury, and now you turn around years later, and it looks like Lakeville is going to be the town that's the hopping town.
Yes, yeah, they're. As there's a meeting coming up, the committee has been working on a with a group, Colliers Engineering, or and with a plan as to what people want to see in Lakeville. So they've had study groups and talking to people, and now they're asking everybody to come out on March 18th at the Grove. I believe it's 10 to noon, or to talk about what they want to see in Lakeville. It's going to be similar to the one they had in a few years ago, where they categorized what places they wanted to see for affordable housing, and they're going to ask people, what are your priorities for Lakeville? And they're hoping a lot of people will come out. So we too are encouraging that. I think that's a great idea. Just ask the people what they want. See,
Yeah, absolutely.
talk about parking and stormwater and buildings and everything. So good idea, folks. And you're right. All the talk was in Salisbury for years, and sort of some of the people felt that they were, Lakeville was neglected. But the group that's working there now, this beautification group, has done a beautiful job with the park and the flowers in front of the post office, and now it does appear that Holly Place is a go. We have not heard anything about another appeal, and I think the time is up. I'm not quite sure. We're going to have to double check on that, but
Yeah, so you've got the
they had
Holly
20.
Place, you've got restaurants, you've got the art galleries, you have Petpourri and other stores, and it really is, and like you said, the beautification company, they have done a great job throughout that town.
Doesn't it look great when you
Yeah.
combine it with all the flowers and stuff? Kudos to all those people. So you're right, the focus has turned to Lakeville, which is great. We had a story today on Rebecca Geishel Clark has been named the new director of pupil services. She will take over on July 1 from Martha Schweikert, who was retiring. Rebecca's been in the school district, mostly in Salisbury Central, for 29 years. So,
But you know what I like about this hire, Ruth, is we didn't have to go through any experts and bring people in for a search. We've got somebody in the region who's been in the region for I think 25 to 30 years, and they're going to be step up and they know the region. I mean, it's just so great that these opportunities avail themselves to people that have dedicated themselves to Region 1 for 20, 25 years. They get the opportunity to stay here and use their knowledge.
Same as in Canaan, where Beth Johnson will be moving up. Here's a gal who went through the school system, been teaching there, and now she will become principal the following year. You're right. All this talent, let's keep them here and not do these expensive searches. And when you have home-based talent, good
Yeah,
point.
it's very, it's very, it, they're very organic hires. People know the people that are being hired, and the people that are being hired know the system.
And there is a definite culture here that people from outside don't always understand.
They find out when they get here.
And some don't stay, as we
That's
know.
right.
We had a great event at the Center on Main on Saturday. They're really ramping up the activities there. They've hired an administrator in Brooke Martinez. good crowd Saturday. They've got, that started as the children's theater, and now it's just, they have a board of directors and a strategic plan, and they have all, outlined all the things that they want to do. And of course, it's another great building, that old Methodist church, and they're fixing, hoping to get grants to fix it up. But there again, Marshall, Falls Village was the quiet little place that, didn't have much activity, and now
Now it's
things
got
are
a rest.
happening there.
Yeah, it's got a restaurant. It's got a deli. It's got the beautiful shop that opened up with all the different vendors in it. It's got the inn. I mean, Jacob's Garage. I mean, yeah, it's a town that has come alive.
It's amazing. When you can't find a parking space in Falls Village, things are
That's
happening. And let's
right.
see, we
And
had
kudos to Housatonic. They had another the Housatonic Musical Theater.
next week is Mean Girls.
Yeah, it's nice to see that going on. As new people are running that, because like one's at the Falls Village Theater, one's who was involved in it is at Charon Playhouse, and the program just continues to go on. The Housatonic Musical Theater Arts program, and it's just
Wonderful.
nice to see.
Terrific. So lots of things going on, absolutely. And just want to point out for those who drive Hospital Hill, they have the town installed a new stop sign at the bottom at King Hill Road. So beware, folks, because there were a lot of near miss accidents there. The town crew was out the other day installing this stop sign, as they have in other areas of the region. We're seeing more stop signs because of increased traffic. You still have to get used to the one at 7 and 63,
Yeah.
but it's important because we're having more accidents as well. So for those who travel that road, beware.
And once again,
And
getting back to Region One, how about the, which I think is one of the best scholarship programs I've seen, the Contemporary Visual Arts Scholarship for seniors at Housatonic Valley Regional High School are open. If you're pursuing a fine art 4-year college or university degree, you're awarded by $80,000. $80,000, which covers the 4 years, $20,000 a year. I just think this is a great outgrowth, and it's one of the best scholarship programs I've seen anywhere.
isn't it incredible? To me, it just that, and there's the other one that's pays full freight for college, named after a student who passed away. Some of these scholarships are just, I mean, they mean that difference in some kid's life that is, forever. Somebody, an opportunity that wouldn't have happened. But you're right, the generosity of this community is just incredible.
All right. Well,
And we did have yesterday the maple syrup at the Audubon, which was always fun. And just so people know, we have budget meetings. Canaan budget meeting is coming up next week. And beware, because don't cry afterwards if you're not out there talking about it, questioning it.
absolutely. But it was nice to see the Maple Fest back in its full glory.
It was a nice day. So
All right.
We're busy, and as I said, always things going on, Marshall.
I'll put those chains on your car. Keep your snow shovel with you just in case.
Get my boots out again, huh?
It had to come sooner or later.
Well, we knew Mother Nature wasn't going to just let us go the whole year. So here we go. Yeah.
Well, we'll see what happens. And of course, we'll speak to you next week.
Very good. Have a good week, Marshall.
Take care.